This article is from AfriGo's issue entitled Funding Missions, The Power of a Cheerful Giver. Called Baba Adimo Akowu, No Excuses in Missions Giving. Most people wait until they have it all figured out before they engage in missions, but not Baba Adimo Akowu. Born in 1949, Baba Akowu, now 75 years old, is a living testimony that serving God in missions is a heart matter. How is his testimony? In 1986, I got injured through an accident with a hand grenade and barely survived. The accident left me blind and my hands were amputated. The doctors advised that I be euthanized, but my father objected and told them I would only die when God called me home. I am a missionary child. My father was one of the first converts to Christianity and was very involved in mission work in our community in Nambia, Plateau State, Nigeria. He was among those who built the ECWA church at Nambia and later pastored it for 25 years. He raised us to follow God wholeheartedly and be involved in missions as our life's greatest calling. As the children of a pastor, we learnt a lifestyle of sacrifice and giving from a very young age. I didn't know why my life was spared, but years later, God's Spirit ministered to me that God had kept me alive to support mission work. I was to do my part to ensure that the gospel reached the ends of the earth. I decided I could not suffer in this world and again in eternity, so I began to sow seeds that will stand the test of time and secure my heavenly reward. As a missionary child, I knew about EMS and was aware that a body managed their missionary activities. Although I didn't have a job because of my condition, I decided to begin supporting their missionary work. I wanted to share in God's plan to reach the unreached and make disciples of all nations. I determined that whatever support I received from people, I would give part of it to missions. I started in 2018 with 500 naira, 35 cents, a month. I would take my support to my reverend whenever it was ready. With time, my support increased to 800 naira, 57 cents, and then to 1000 naira, 70 cents. I have been giving consistently for 6 years now. This year, I've already sent my support of 12,000 naira, $9. EMS gave me an award for supporting missions, and I felt happy and appreciated. I wanted to share in God's plan to reach the unreached. Once you repent and accept Jesus Christ as Lord, you become a witness. I am also a witness. As a witness, if you cannot leave your country and go overseas to preach the gospel, come and let's join hands to support those whom the Lord has moved to go. The little you have will help, even if it is 10 naira every month. Many have gone back to chasing the world, serving other gods, and deviating from the Lord. But if you choose to do God's will, that is better. People have been convicted after hearing my story on ECWA TV. They are moved that blind as I am and with no hands, I support missions. My story encourages them to give to God's work too. The hands and eyes you have are a gift from God for His kingdom work. Don't neglect missions. If you cannot go to the field yourself, support organizations and missionaries who are going. This life on earth will soon be over, so we need to store treasures for ourselves in heaven. This is what spurs me to keep supporting missions and I hope to do so till I die. Please pray for the Lord to provide for Baba Akowu's needs spiritually and physically. For EMS's missionary endeavors to bear lasting fruit for God's glory. For the Lord to raise many committed missions givers like Baba Akowu in Africa.